We continue our learning. We are in Ksuvos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The previous Mishnah, we mentioned that regarding the Ksuvah, three things. Number one, a Basula who gets married, the value of the Ksuvah is 200 dinar, 200 zuz. Number two, a woman who had already had a cheskas be'ula, that she had relations, whether an almana or a grusha, when she marries someone else, she only has a ksuva of 100 dinar, 100 zuz. And number three, a woman who married in a cheskas besula, and then it became clear that she was really a be'ula, and therefore the marriage was what we call a mekach ta'us, so she loses her ksuva completely. Our mission is coming to teach us the following two things. Number one, that a woman who had bia when she was a ktana, or even when she was a gedola, but the man was a katan, was not a man, was just a katan, she still, and under nine, and we mentioned this in Yevamos a little bit, she retains her status of a basula. Number two, a woman who lost her basulin because of a maka, because of some type of injury, she is no longer a basula. So the value of her ksuva is dependent on a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So Mishnah Gimel says the following: Hagadol sheba alaktana. Here we have a case: a gadol who is someone. Now, gadol usually means bar mitzvah, but here we're speaking about someone who is royal abiyah. So therefore, the gadol in our context is speaking about someone who is 9 years, at least 9 years old. A man who's 9 years old, a boy who's 9 years old. And he was Sheba al-Aktana. He had relations with the girl who is a Ktana. Now here, Ktana doesn't mean under Bar Mitzvah. It means under 3 years and a day, because we remember the hymen is able to grow back when she's under, assuming she had Bia, under the age of three years and one day. So here, Gadol and Ktana mean different things. So here, Gadol is 9 years and one day, or older. Ktana is under three in one day. So if you have a case like that, or if it cut on Sheba Lagdola, here's the boy's under 9 years old, even though she may be a Gdola, even though she is over three. Said and umukas eight, or a case where a woman was literally injured by a piece of wood, and this is where the hymen was ruptured, the basulum was ruptured by some type of injury, or it could be that she just there was an impact of a fall, and that's why it was ruptured. So that's umukas eight. In all of these cases, ksuvasan masayim divir Rabbi Meir. I mean, if these women now, after what all of this happened, whether it's the bia of the gadola with the ktana or the kata with the gedola, and or the mukas eitz after that injury, the ksuva of the next marriage is going to be 200. Why? Because according to Rabbi Meir, in all of these cases, these women still have the status of a besula. Take the case now. Chachamim agree with the gadol shabal aktana, where it's a 9 year old plus who's a ktana who's under three, or where the boy was under nine, even though the girl was old over three. The Chachamim agree with that. Why do they disagree with mukas eitz? What's the machlokas? Because the Mishnah then concludes and says, "Vachachamim omrim mukas eitz ksuva some money." Chachamim hold that the mukas eitz ksuva is only 100. Bottom line is she doesn't have besulim. So what's the basis of machlokas? So the Gemara explains that Rameir holds that a case of a mukas eitz, she's still considered a besula because we compare it to a bogaris. Now, a bogaris is a girl who's over 12 and a half. After 12 and a half, the Gemara says that the Basulim slowly begin to disintegrate. They're not there to the same extent they may have been there from ages of a Ktana or a Nara. Once she's 12 and a half, slowly begins to disintegrate. So that happened, and that's based on the fact that she becomes mature. And yet, a Bogeris, a girl over 12 and a half, or a girl's getting married at 18, 19, 20, they, even if we'll say that the Basulim somewhat disintegrate, nonetheless, the Ksuv is 200, so why should a Mukas Eitz be any different? The Chachamim disagree, and they say no. The case is very different. When it comes to Bogeris, so the Basulim slowly disintegrate, but that's happening naturally. But in the case like this, in Mukas Eitz, it's something from an external force. So what should be the difference whether the external force is a man or the external force is mukas eitz, is an injury, is a piece of wood or what have you. So therefore the Chachamim believe the ksuva should be that of a be'ula, and the ksuva therefore of a mukas eitz is only 100. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is really the mirror image of Mishnah Beis. We learn that Erusin, Kiddushin, do not take a girl, a Basula, out of a Chazak of being a Basula. So if you have an Almana or a Grusha from Erusin, right, they never had Chuppah, and then a husband passed away, or then they got divorced. After Erusin, when she marries someone else, the Ksuv is going to be 200, she still has the status of Basula. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that once she enters the Chuppah, even if you'll tell me she didn't have any beer yet, nonetheless, her chazak is weakened, her status changes, and she's no longer has the status of Basula, she has the status of a Ba'ula. In addition to that, we're speaking about the case of a non-Jewish woman, or a Shivcha, or a Shivcha Kananis, or a Shvuya, a woman who's taken captive. So we mentioned that they had the status of a Cheskas Ba'ulos, but that, we were speaking about where the woman was ransomed or redeemed or emancipated before the age 3. So then they had the chazak of Besulos. Our Mishnah is speaking about a case where it's beyond the age of 3. And therefore, since in that original status of being an anju or a maidservant or a woman who was taken captive, we assume that maybe they were violated or lived with a man. So therefore, they lose their status of being Besulos. That being the case, the husband now getting married would have no tanas besulim. You can't claim, my wife wasn't a besulim, it's a mekachtos, because we don't assume that they have besulim. That is our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah like this, besula almana, a gerusha v'chalutza min anesuin. You have a case where she's a besula, but she's an almana, or a gerusha, or a chalutza from nesuin. She already had chuppah. So this is very different. So the Mishnah here says, ksuva son mane. Their ksuva, or the next marriage, is going to be only 100 zuz. The ain lahem tanas besulim, and the husband do not have any tana I didn't find besulim. She should lose her ksuba. Not true, hagio, because we don't expect them to be. We don't expect them after chuppah. Once they've entered the chuppah, once they had nesuin, we don't expect them to be besulos. Hagiores v'hashvuya v'hashivcha. Same case as the Mishnah Beis. Here's the woman who's not Jewish became who converted shvuya. She was taken captive hashivcha, and in this case she niftu. Where they don't really line up as they didn't line up before. Sheniftu really is going on the Shvuya, Vishenis Gairu is going on the Gioris, Vishenis Dachru is going on the Shivcha, but either way, Yiseros Albanos Shalosh Shonam V'yamachah. Now, it's they're older than 3 years in 1 day, so in the next marriage, Ksuvasan, in the marriage now that they have, Ksuvasan Maneh, the Ksuvas only going to be only going to be 100 zuz because of Einheim Tanas Basulim. Why? They're Becheskas Beulos. They have the status of Beulos because it's been after 3. Ve'ein Lahen Tanas Basulim. Ksuva son Mane, Ve'ein Lahem Tanas Basulim. Ksuva is 100 zuz, and there's no Tanas Basulim that the husband can have.